companies on trial. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments in a case against Google, the owner of YouTube, which is accused of allowing ISIS to post hundreds of videos that helped incite violence. The family of an American college student killed during a terror attack is challenging a legal liability shield for tech companies. Chief Justice John Roberts during today's arguments.
They're still not responsible for the content of the videos or text that is transmitted. Your focus is on the actual selection and recommendations. They're responsible that a particular item is there, but not for what the item says.
And there's been bipartisan concern about the liability shield. Some in Congress argue it facilitates free speech. Others argue it makes social media an even bigger problem. President Biden speaks in Poland hours after a speech by Russia's president blaming the West for the war in Ukraine.
President Biden says Putin's reasoning for war in Ukraine is dead wrong.
The West was not plotting to attack Russia, as Putin said today.
The president called the war a tragedy that need not have happened and that it could end with a single word. President Biden said continued conflict reveals a reality.
If Russia stopped invading Ukraine, it would end the war. If Ukraine stopped defending itself against Russia, it would be the end of Ukraine.
And that is why the U.S. and NATO are committed to preserving Ukraine's sovereignty.
Fox's Gernal Scott, President Biden speaking ahead of a NATO meeting. The EPA is ordering Norfolk Southern to pay for the cleanup from a toxic train derailment in Ohio, while also reassuring residents again about the air and water.
We're not discounting what people are experiencing at all. We just ask that they seek medical help while we conduct all of our investigations.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan on a return visit to East Palestine, where a free health clinic opened today. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The other son testifies at the South Carolina trial of a former attorney accused of killing his wife and younger son.
Attorneys for Alex Murdaugh called his older son Buster to the stand. He said his father called him the night his mother Maggie and brother Paul were killed to say they'd been shot.
Yeah, his demeanor was, I mean, he was destroyed. He was heartbroken. I walked in the door and saw him and gave him a hug and just broken down.
Buster said he didn't leave his dad's side for the next several days. Prosecutors had argued Alex tried to stash something at his mother's house a few days after the murders. The defense played the audio again of Alex telling law enforcement, "It's so bad. They did them so bad." One investigator said he'd heard Alex say, "I did them so bad." But Buster testified Alex said they, and that he made similar statements in the days following the murders.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A federal judge says 9/11 families are not entitled to seize billions in assets from Afghanistan's central bank to satisfy court judgments against the Taliban. The judge adopting a magistrate's recommendation while also saying the victims deserve to be made whole. A Major League Baseball franchise facing a discrimination lawsuit from a former coach who claims he was booted because of his age.
Phil Regan is seeking unspecified damages from the New York Mets, alleging former Mets general manager Brody Van Wagenen actually admitted he wasn't staying with the club because he was, quote, too old. Regan was 82 when he took over as interim pitching coach for the Mets in 2019, and he says the pitching staff saw immediate results soon after, but the now 85-year-old says his age kept him from being hired permanently to the Mets staff, claiming Van Wagenen said to him, quote, "If we don't find the young pitching coach we are looking for, we will hire you back." The Mets went on to hire 33-year-old former pitcher Jeremy Hefner to replace Regan in the offseason. In New York, Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A bad start to a short week on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow's down 642 points. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.